Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where the coffee is strong, but the Word of God makes you stronger, where God always has your miracle in mind. We are so glad you're here on this wonderful Monday. We hope you are doing awesome. Listen, guys, there's so many people coming on the show. I can't catch everybody who's on here. I'm so glad you're here. I'll make sure we respond to you after the show. If I can catch you, I'll catch you. If I can't, I can't. But man, I just want to tell you, we love you being here. If you've not followed us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat, please do so. We want to make sure that you follow us and stay connected with us on a more personal level. Also, you can download our app, and you can do anything there that you want to. And man, see our we have a 24-hour a day show there. We got the drip store. We got everything, all the paraphernalia, new stuff happening all the time. And God is about to do great things, and we're happy and excited that you're here. And I want to give you a couple of announcements. So January 30th through February 2nd, I'll be at Glad Tidings Lighthouse with Brother and Sister Ring, Mike and Linda Ring, and I am pumped about this meeting. I believe God is about to do supernatural things there, and it's about to be a big deal. And then February 6th through the 9th, we're going to be at a brand new church with Pastor Jeff Tungett at Trinity Life Tabernacle in Leoma, Tennessee. I'm really excited about this meeting. And I'm just looking forward to see what God is getting ready to do. And so if you're there in the area, please come and join us. We're excited about it. And then please come and join us, and it's going to be a great time in the Lord. All right, I've got a big thing I want to talk about today. Using your gifts for God. Use your gifts. And so I want to talk to you guys about it. I'm going to read this out of the Hebrew Bible, and hopefully we'll have the scripture posted up on the screen there. We got that right, don't we, Micah? All right, we got that. It says, as each one has received some spiritual gift. Notice those words. As each one has received some spiritual gift, he should use it to serve others. Like good managers of God's many-sided grace. Isn't that a powerful verse about using the gifts that God has given us? I am a spiritual gift man. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe not only do we have gifts of the Spirit, we have gifts and talents that God has given us to use in the body of Christ. And I'm telling you, it hurts my heart that we have not seen the body of Christ develop these gifts over the years. So I'm going to give you 6 points today, and I want everybody, if you're taking notes, write these down. Share if you're taking notes, write these down. Put them in the comment section. Go ahead and share the show, and then get your coffee, get your notebook, get your mind, get your spirit, and let's dive in. Number one, all people of God possess gifts. I want you to write that down or put that in the comment section. All people of God possess gifts. Listen, God has given every one of us gifts and talents that we need to use in the body of Christ, and we need to use outside the body of Christ. You are wonderfully and fearfully made, and God has put wonderful things inside of you. And then God's also given you gifts of the Spirit, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophecy, prophecy, words of knowledge, wisdom, discerning of spirits, the gift of tongues. We know the gifts of the Spirit. So we know that all of those are in the body of Christ, and they're used for a magnificent thing. That's the body of Christ. All right? We got to understand every one of us possess gifts and talents. That's imperative. That's so important. And I want you to get that in your spirit, man. I want you to know that. I want you to understand that you gotta understand you are valuable to God, and God has placed special gifts, special talents, gifts of the Spirit on the inside of you. And man, we need to produce our fruit so the gifts can increase. Number two, every one of those gifts must be cultivated. Listen to me really careful. We've got to make sure that any gift that is not used any gift that isn't used at all will go, it'll just be lost. You got to cultivate it. You got to stir up the soil. You got to stir up the spirit, man. You got to grow those gifts. It is so important that you understand you play such a vital role in cultivating that gift. How do you do that? Pray in the spirit. You increase your faith. You step out and try things you've never done. And listen, guys, you're going to make mistakes. That's what makes you grow. So I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that the gifts of God, the strength of God is doing so many good things in your life, and it is imperative. And I cannot wait to see what God's going to do with God's people, that he's going to do with his people in this next year. You cultivate those gifts and you watch what God is going to get ready to do. Number three, your gifts can't be squandered. Write that down or put those in the comment section. Your gifts can't be squandered. The worst thing you can do is sit on your gifts. The worst thing that you can do is squander and sit on your gifts. Don't allow the enemy to get you fearful of stepping out. You've got a word of knowledge for somebody. Step out and try. The Bible says we got to try the spirits. We got to know if they're real or not. Try it. See what happens. And, you know, I encourage you, you know, get a hold of some ministry that have went through some of these things, that have walked in some of these things, and learn from them. They will help you. They'll encourage you. They'll strengthen you. And they'll get you to go. And which leads me to my next point, discover and ask. Discover what gifts you like. Ask for those gifts. Discover what gifts are in you and ask God to show you how to use those. No one is exempt from learning. Discover and ask. Too many times we make the simplistic things complicated and the complicated things simplistic, right? Discover those gifts and ask. And I'm telling you, I am stirred. I'm excited. God wants to do something amazing in your life. How does he do that? Simple. By you discovering and you asking him. All right. I want to give you an opportunity. I got two more points for you. We're going to come back right after we take this quick break about the seed, and then I'm going to come back and give you the last two points. We cannot do what we do without partnership and family and friends just like you. We are so thankful for every partner, every gift given, and I want to encourage you, and I want to tell you that we appreciate you so much. I would like everybody watching to sow your best seed possible today. And I'm believing right now that you're going to pray and hear God, and I'm going to ask that he would just stir up that sowing in you. Remember, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We have to sow to reap a harvest. So I'm encouraging you to do that today. And we want to believe God and richly bless your life. Here's how you do that. You can sow by going to our website at standingstrongministries.org. You can also go to PayPal and sow that way. You can also Cash App us or Venmo us at SSM Strong. We can't do what we do without you. And I want to encourage you in the name of the Lord and tell you God wants to richly bless your life by doing so. And you can always sow by downloading our app and hit the donate button. It'll take you right there. Amen. We're so glad. Let's continue on sharing the gifts. I forgot one other thing. You can hashtag donate if you're watching me on Facebook or Twitter right there. One word, no spaces, hashtag donate, and a link will come back after the show. Go back and click on that, and you can sow that way as well. And here's number five. Share your gifts with the world. God wants to give you gifts. He wants you to use your gifts in Walmart. He wants you to use your gifts at your job. He wants you to use your gifts at the doctor's office. He wants you to use your gift in every area of your life. Share your gifts with the world. Share them with your church people. Share them in the community. Make sure you do it in decency and in order, and you follow leadership. You submit to someone. Nobody can use a gift if they're not submitted. I believe that. I believe that right now more strong than I have ever believed in my life. You cannot, with whatever you say, you cannot use your gifts of the Spirit and not be submitted to a local pastor or a local church. okay? That's so important. And then the last but not least today, here's what I want to give you. God is anxious for you to use those gifts. Write that down or put that in the comment section. God is so anxious. God is so ready for you to use your gifts. And I believe that he can do that greatly. He can do that so great and so mighty and so faithful in your life. And I believe he's anxious for you to do that. And so we're encouraged that God wants to use you. God wants to strengthen you. God wants to use your abilities. And he'll bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. And so I want to encourage you and I want to strengthen you to do that. And I believe God will richly bless your life. And he can do that and encourage you to do that. And so I'm encouraged and I hope you're encouraged and strengthened. Use those gifts today. Ask God. Ask God. Make it a prayer, a part of your life. God, use me in the gifts. Don't let me use the gifts, but let the gifts use me. God, I want to be stirred up in faith. I want to know the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I pray that your anointing will fill us, strengthen us, and anoint us. In Jesus' name. I'm so glad you joined us here right here on Stronger Every Day. Whatever you do, remember, God has your miracle in mind and something good is about to happen in your life today. Be blessed. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.